This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After suffering through deindustrialization, then the housing crisis leading to the Great Recession, property values and rents are rising again in Detroit. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, a surge in job creation has developers scrambling to build rental units, and home values in some neighborhoods are approaching pre-recession levels.
If you're looking for signs that times have changed in the Motor City, look no further than downtown. Wayne State University and companies like Quicken Loans, Little Caesars, and Ford are all expanding, and the demand for apartments far outpaces supply. Developer Richard Barron is the CEO of St. Louis-based McCormick Barron Salazar, which is building 400 new rental units.
The market has firmed up very nicely, certainly for apartments in downtown around the core. And we think that it'll continue to grow.
Even the long-stalled market for single-family houses is beginning to approach pre-recession levels. Ryan Cooley is an agent for O'Connor Real Estate in Detroit's trendy Corktown neighborhood.
If anything, right now our biggest challenge is I have way more buyers than I do like quality housing that people can move into that's like move-in ready.
Despite the good news for downtown, Cooley says many outlying neighborhoods are not seeing the same turnaround. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.